Yeah, I think they just played coverage, and I was trying to find my halfback there, and I believe it was Kerrigan, I'm not sure, made a good play, and it's just a tough one.
Did you see him until 8 years, was
it? I saw him late. You know, I felt him late, I should say. My eyes were on the other side.
Carson, Doug said you probably had your best game of the season today. Obviously, you haven't had the chance to watch the tape, but based on your immediate impression, would you agree with that assessment?
Hard to say. We lost. You know, that's what really matters. We lost. We didn't finish at the end. Kind of like when we played them last time, you know, we had a chance to finish the game and win it on offense, and we didn't do that. And that's really all that matters.
Carson, you're down to your fourth right tackle at the end of the game there. Obviously, different players at left guard, different players at right guard. What kind of strain does that put on the offense, if at all?
Yeah, I think it's just tough for those guys because, I mean, they don't get reps together. You know, the O-line is such a unit thing, and I thought they played their tails off. You know, I thought they played their tails off. You know, when you got guys shuffling around, that's hard. That's hard to do when you don't get those opportunities during the week, but I thought they played a great game.
When the first interception, what happened on that play?
I think it was just more a little miscommunication. You know, I was thinking one thing. Ertz was trying to get a little back shoulder, I think, and we just weren't on the same page. It was cover zero, and ball got out quick, and they made a play.
You've had opportunities now.
It's tough. It's tough. You know, obviously, they're in games like this, you just think of those couple plays. You know, those couple plays, had they gone differently, the outcome could be different. You know, and we've had a lot of games like that this season, and it's frustrating, but at the same time, we just got to keep learning from it and keep growing as a team.
Is it any tougher to swallow when you've been through so many of those types of games?
It's never easy. You know, I want to win every game. You know, I think we all do. So every single one's different. Every single situation is different. But without a doubt, when you lose at the end like that, especially when you're on the field, as an offense, it's frustrating.
Are you able to maintain your confidence in those situations, even though you haven't succeeded?
Without a doubt. Yeah, I mean, I'm just a confident, you know, optimistic person. I think the team is as well. You know, I think, you know, whatever the outcome in the past, it doesn't matter. You know, it doesn't matter. We're just always going forward. We didn't get it done today.
You played a lot of 2 and 3 tight end today. What were they doing that made that the way to go?
Yeah, I think it sometimes just limits what they do a little bit. You know, I think some of it was Trey Burton. You know, he's kind of can kind of do a lot of different things for us. So you saw that last week as well. He played quite a few snaps. I think that's just a combination of what they do, and then Trey's, you know, been a heck of a player as well.
Carson, you've taken a lot of his masterpiece a lot today. How are you feeling at this point in the season?
Yeah, I'm feeling good. You know, I'm feeling good. You know, the hits are, it's all part of football. So, but I'm feeling good.
Talk to me about emotion and effort and commitment. Did you see that today in terms of the guys and how they felt that tonight? Did you see that kind of effort you wanted to see today?
Yeah, I saw the same fight I've seen in guys all year. You know, I've seen the same fight. Obviously, execution isn't always there, but, you know, the effort and the resiliency of this football team, I've never questioned. You know, I thought they've played their tails off, and guys care. You know, you can tell guys care. No one likes losing. I don't think there's a single person in that locker room that would say they didn't care.
The sideline seemed as energized, as emotional as it's been in a while. The huddle on the drive after that, what was that like?
Yeah, you know, you got to just try and block it out. Obviously, you have a little more fuel, I think, for some of those old linemen and stuff. But at the same time, we still got to play a ball game. You know, we still got to play a ball game, still got to execute, and we didn't get it done in the end.
Carson, was this day kind of a microcosm of how the season has gone? You know, penalties here and there, killing drives, guys getting hurt, you know, but then just kind of coming up short towards the end?
You can say that maybe a little bit. You know, obviously, we've had a handful of mistakes, you know, little things here and there. And a lot of these losses, we're just one play away, two plays away, you know, whatever it is. Kind of like I talked about, though, it's frustrating, but we got to learn from it.
1:53 left, 80 yards to go. You're going to the huddle. You're looking 10 other guys in the face. What do you say to them, and how do you, you know, try to keep the moment, just a moment, and make things happen on that drive?
Yeah, that's the biggest thing. You try not to let it be too big. You know, you all play within yourself, and you just keep everyone focused. And the biggest thing is you try and just, hey, we don't need it all one play. You know, I think that's the biggest thing. Hey, just take one play at a time, one play at a time. And I thought we did that effectively. You know, we got down there. We just didn't finish in the end.
Let's take two more questions.
On the play where you were hit low, it seems like that's a call that is called inconsistently throughout the NFL. Is that a call that you kind of expect to get?
Hard to say. I didn't really get a chance to see it. Obviously, I felt it, but didn't get a chance to see it. So we'll see.
Touchdown pass to Scholes. look like you're able to manipulate them with your eyes. Can you tell us kind of a new look we saw?
Yeah, it was a cool play. You know, obviously we shifted and they didn't get lined up properly. And so the corner tried to make a play because they weren't lined up properly. And I was fortunate enough to see it. And Sproles was open in the back of the end zone.
Thanks, Coach.
Thanks, everybody.